the contribution?
I feel great, you know, just going out there, competing with my teammates, making plays, you know, things that you're used to doing and getting the opportunities.
Zimmer said after the game that it was about time that you got in the game. I don't know whether he's referencing from your sake or offensive coordinator or whatever, but did you feel like, you know, it's kind of like a breakthrough for you for going forward?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel like that's a big confidence builder right there. So, you know, I'll make a lot more plays, you know, since I've been out there. And, you know, everybody know I can do it. The coaches can trust me.
When it comes to the other parts of the game, the special teams, there was a punt return for touchdown where you made a good block. There was another block that you made in this last game. It was solid, I think, on a screen or another run play. Do you feel like that's been played a role in earning you some more time here?
Of course. I mean, like I said, we got a lot of great players on the team. And, you know, you got to get in where you fit in, I guess. And, you know, wherever they put me, I'm going to give my 100% effort to, you know, earn more spots and earn more plays coming my way and build the trust with the coaches. You know, everybody can do things in college, but this is a whole other level, and, you know, being out there, you got to prove yourself.
How does it, I guess, just a factor your mental state? I imagine there was some frustration up until this point.
It wasn't at all. It's just patient. You got to be patient. Everything takes time. You know, nothing great comes overnight. So that's my whole perspective. That's been my perspective on my life. You know, I've battled a lot of things, got a lot of tests, and, you know, they all came my testimony. So, you know, this is just another one up down the road.
Do you feel the opportunity came because Shermer was kind of looking for what everybody can do and trying to feel out what all y'all can do?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like he knows what we all are capable of and what our strengths and our weaknesses are. So, you know, it's just an opportunity to meet preparation. You know, you just got to be ready. So I was ready, and if I wasn't ready, I probably wouldn't get any more snaps. So I just had to be ready when my name was called.
Is there an area of the game yourself or of the position that you feel like you've taken the biggest steps forward since the day you got here?
Yeah, just being more comfortable. That's the biggest thing. The faster you can get comfortable in this league, the faster you'll play and be out there making plays for the team.
You mentioned your blocking. Just how much pride do you take in that as a receiver?
It's fun. It's just fun to me. I like it. It's fun. And it's always been fun to me just to compete. And, you know, bigger guys, you just test your strength, really. That's how I look at it. Just have fun with it. Don't overthink it, and I'll be fine.
The amount of talent on in the wide receiver position, is it good for you? Does it help your development? I mean, because with this many guys anywhere else, you know, third, fourth, fifth guy might be starter.
Yeah. It does. I mean, you get to pick up on little small tendencies that other guys use that helps them in their route running. But, you know, every day you got to just come in and work on you. That's the biggest thing is just staying in the film and continue to work on small things that's going to help you get better. But that's what helps us all, though, just knowing that we have competition in the room, guys that's able to go if you're hurt or if somebody's banged up. So you just got to stay at the top of your game, whether it's film, plays, because that next man is always waiting.
Obviously, Josh Norman, great quarterback. Watching him on tape, what stands out about his game?
Very confident.
How important is it?
Very aggressive. And you just got to match his energy. That's what I feel like. You just got to come out and match his energy. And don't fall into this type of game where it's trash talk or whatever, but match his energy, play at a high level. I think you'll be fine.
Do you change your approach at all when you're going up against a quarterback like that, somebody who tends to be a bit more talkative?
No, you're more aware. You're more aware of the hands and their aggression, but you don't change your tactic. You still go out and you just be ready for every move, you know. And that's with any corner, but, you know, when guys are over-aggressive, you just really have to be on your toes and coming into the game.
How do you change your preparation up? Because you've never been a part-time player in your life. Is it one of those where, you know, you get a little antsy wanting to get in?
I just do more outside of the facility, like mentally to challenge myself and get as much work as I can in throughout the day, whether it's yoga or jumping rope in the training room, anything that's going to, you know, keep me on the edge and keep me ready to play, you know, not going out and not being able to play. It's a mental challenge, but, you know, as long as you challenge yourself and find something that's going to push you to get better, I mean, I feel like you'll be fine.
And how do you keep from getting frustrated? Because I think anybody who ever saw you play in the SEC knows what you're capable of and what you can do.
Honestly, just stay with it, you know. Keep praying, keep believing in a higher power, and, you know, everything will work out.
And let your time come.
Yeah, let your time come. That's the biggest thing.
I know you talked after the game on Sunday that, you know, you like to get more reps and stuff that's going to help you get more comfortable with Sam. How has that relationship been progressing so far?
It's gotten a lot better. We've been doing a lot, you know, all of us, all the receivers, you know. It's not one player I can't point to and say we're not getting better every day. And that's the biggest thing. We just come out, try to bring the energy and keep working. It's a long season. We got 8 more games left. We're halfway there. So it's, you know, you just got to keep, stay with it mentally and keep battling and keep showing the coaches that you're ready.
And wherever you caught that ball, it seemed like it was a mix of excitement and belief, all in the same. How would you describe it?
It was a great feeling. It was good to get it out the way, you know. And you know, my whole week this week has been different. You know, my preparation, my mindset, just competing overall has risen up because I've played in the game and I felt it. And, you know, I just think it'll only get better.
So it's enough to spark.
Yeah. It was just a spark.
I know you briefly touched on it there, but do you change your preparation at all? Is there something you change mentally or physically, you know, now that you've kind of gotten into that bigger part of the offense?
No, I just feel it. I just feel the team now. Like, I just got a vibe with the team better because I've played in the game. I've helped them compete and go out there and battle with them. Win or lose, you know, that's the biggest thing, just, you know, staying together and going out and going against the next guy.
What did you notice about the game speed then? I mean, was it different? Was it what you expected?
I think we all play at a higher speed, higher intensity. It doesn't get any better than the game. So, I mean, the more you play, the more comfortable you'll get. But for my few reps, it was a lot. It was what everything you want it to be, I guess.
Is there anything? Is there anything specifically that, you know, maybe the other receivers have said to you or anything like that about the game on Sunday?
No. We all prepare the same. We talk about techniques from the defenders, but they haven't said anything. We all know what we have to do. We got to go out and compete and get this W.
Quinn, did you feel like you were ready for this for a while, or did something finally kind of click in practice and stuff that allowed you to contribute?
I don't know. I've always thought I was ready, but, you know, everybody sees differently and everybody knows. And, you know, you always got to believe in yourself first, so I always thought I was ready. But, you know, I think that catch, you know, helped the coaches, you know, relax a little bit and just allow me to play my game.
Is there one area you feel like you've improved on since, you know, start of season?
Just playing faster and more smarter and recognizing the coverage. I mean, everything. I improve every day, but, you know, learning how to be defenders, attack them, and win and leverage and, you know, everything for a receiver to win.